one of the fundamental problem to achieve anything in life, in my opinion, is time. Having enough time in hand. I was thinking other day that it was interesting what one of my friends said once. We only have 24 hours a day. Now I was thinking, what does it really mean? 24 hours a day is a lot of time. But then I start to realize what he means once I start to have trouble completing a task. Now there are many reasons why I do have problem with completing a task. One of them is procrastinating. For example, I like the idea of writing and becoming a writer. And I definitely like reading a book. However, writing a book or even a chapter or hell, even a page feels like an eternity. It's a long and painful process. Now, when I say painful, I meant in terms of how much energy you have to use and how much thought process it goes behind to write even a page, and definitely a page worth reading for anybody. Now, let me give you an example. I wake up generally at 5:30 in the morning. And it definitely not by my alarm. It's my daughter who wakes up in the morning and makes a noise saying, one, I'm awake. Two, I'm hungry. And three, please change my diaper. Now, I get up, do all that, and then generally she goes back to sleep for another 1 hour or two. Now, I do have a good 1 hour in my hand to do a little bit of morning workout, let's say 10 minutes, and then at 10 minutes of stretching and another 10 minutes of meditation. Then I make my morning coffee, do my morning ritual, put the house in place, and then I try to read a page or two. But once my wife and my daughter wakes up in the morning, I try to spend as much as I can with my family, because that's the most important thing of my life. I mean, personal project aside, family should be the most important thing of your life, period, in my opinion. Because without them, you are nobody. And you don't need to be married. Just think about a friend. Now, speaking of time and having available time in hand, then I have to drop my daughter off at the daycare, and then I have at least 2 hours to study, for example, coding. Now, even though I have 2 hours of coding to do in my hand, let's not forget that there are multiple elements goes behind to the whole process. Now, what that might be? We often forget that even though we have time in our hand to do certain tasks, but we need to take into account of our physical ability. Now, I'll give you an example. Yesterday and day before yesterday, my daughter was extremely sick. In the middle of the night, she was coughing a lot. Now, because she was coughing a lot and in the middle of the night, she was waking up quite frequently. Therefore, me and my wife, we had to get up and to check on her. She's doing very well at this point. But when you are a father of a kid, no matter what age, but they will be dependent on us until they become grown-up adult. Even after that, they tend to be dependent, but not as much as they are now. Now they are physically dependent on their parents. Now that has a massive impact on your ability to function properly, physically and mentally. Now, especially when you study, you need to use your brain. And how are you supposed to use your brain to analyze certain things when you actually are extremely tired or frustrated or have a lot of thoughts in your head regarding the health and well-being of your kid and yourself? Not to mention that you need to still continue to go to work, pay your bills, you have to clean your house, you have to, you know, I can give you a multiple list and you can already imagine what are they. Now, apart from those things, the only thing you want on those 2 hours which you have before going to work is that to do absolutely freaking nothing, just nothing at all. And it doesn't really guarantee that you're going to feel very well the next day. That being said, you know, little effort turn into a massive effort in that case. Now, one thing guaranteed that you're not going to die because of it, or at least physically get hurt, but you know, when you open something to make an effort to learn something, and when you're sleep deprived, you just want to cry like a little baby, just like my daughter actually. And then, not to mention, you need to go to work, you need to function properly, pretend like everything is fine. You don't really have to pretend anything, but, you know, we live in a social environment. We are social animal, therefore, we cannot just, when your colleague or your client asking you, hey, what's up? You just don't say, yeah, I feel like absolutely shit, and I just don't want to be here. But you have a good day too. You cannot just say that. You cannot be that brutally honest. As a matter of fact, you cannot be honest almost at all. Even though the argument is that you should be able to express yourself properly. After all, we are human. You know, someday you're amazing, someday you're not. But you and me both know that that's not really the case all the time. And those takes an effort. Then when you get back home, again, your family matters. You need to cook your dinner, which I love to do. Makes me feel important and part of my family. And spend time with my wife, asking her how the day went through, because that's my responsibility and I like it as well. And vice versa, she does the same. And we both play and spend a little bit of time with our daughter, feed her, give her a bath if it's necessary, and then put her back to sleep. By the time, it's 8:30, about 8:30. And then a little bit of nighttime reading. And do you see what just happened? I just explained to you the entire day. And that includes the weekend, because in the weekend, when I don't work, I have more things to do. Because you have your garden, or you have your cleaning to do, or your kid is at home, so therefore you need to give her extra attention because she's not in the daycare anymore. Concentration is a big deal. So even if you have your laptop open and your kid is next to the laptop, but you need to constantly watch on what is going on and the security of your kid, not to mention, you know, you still have your friends and family that as a responsible person should communicate. And, you know, health is a big deal in my life. Therefore, I do sport. I try at least do some proper cooking because it's a form of meditation for me. And when you do all that, that just, I think I forgot at least 50% of the activity there. But I just gave you the idea of the major activities of my day. And if I have to assume, I would imagine that majority of us who really are active, we don't have time for really to watch movies all the time or staring at the phones all the time, because if you add that on the list, then you are consuming extra amount of energy that you really need to preserve. And we all know the impact of social media and constantly watching the videos in YouTube or consuming medias in social media platforms. It has a massive impact. Whether or not the informations are good or not, but you are constantly keeping your brain active, which is not the best thing to do. And when you go through all that, then, you know, the frustration comes in sometime. One of the frustration, in my opinion, is that, for instance, you want to write regularly. Let's say you want to write a blog, or you want to write a page of something, to write a book. That could be you as a photographer, that you want to go out and take some photos time to time, then come back home and do some nice editing, feel good about it, and print them, post them, whatever. Same goes to podcasting, same goes to creating YouTube videos, etc., etc. Like all kind of creative activity that you love to do. And for that, you know, you start to get frustrated, or I get to start to get frustrated, because I tell myself that, God, I don't have any time. It must be because I don't have certain tools. Probably if I had that tools, that may make my life a lot easier, especially when it comes to creating content in this busy life. I'll give you an example. For a while, I've been indulging a couple of things. One of the things that I've been indulging, which is probably it's a good idea to, instead of writing, I can dictate, right? Exactly what I'm doing right now. Now, here the problem comes. My microphone, it's a fantastic microphone and it takes high quality audio. However, when I'm working, I do have 2 hours of lazy time that has nothing, no productivity whatsoever. I tell myself that, hey, maybe I can just do a small recording of my voice and then transcribe them later to write a blog or make a podcast, or actually both. Why not? Now, problem number one. This microphone is very visible and I don't want people to look at me. Neither my colleagues, neither my boss, neither my client, if they walk in and then see me recording audios. It's just not professional at all. Now, apart from professional, it just looks very, very strange. Now, that leads to probably, maybe I should get one of those tiniest recorder that could be very, very discreet, and I may can record it quietly. Now, that could be a good solution. Then problem number two, there's a music in the background. Therefore, when it comes to transcription, the automatic transcription may not work. I still have to listen to the audio to type them on. The software may not work. Problem number two, I need to eliminate music from the background to make sure that it's not copyright infringed because of the music in the background. Now, there goes the idea of the audio recording. Now, second option would be handwriting. But then if you're writing on a notebook, then you need to still sort of type to turn them into a book or a blog. Now, that's time consuming. Idea is to save time, not adding extra work. That leads to a gadget that I recently been reading a lot. It calls Remarkable 2, which is basically a e-ink notebook where you can do handwriting and it will automatically transform it into a typed notes. Now that's a fantastic idea, really is, and probably one of the best solution. Now, how can I do my writing in the middle of the work? Because I need to think. You have to be very practical about it. Problem number two. Those things cost a lot of money. And for a hobby or for a passion, it just simply not worth that amount of money. And you know, in order to write, I need to have a habit of writing first. So I cannot really just justify spending that amount of money, except I do have a lot of tools already around me. I could just sell some of them and then recover some amount of money and then invest it on an e-ink notebook. That takes a lot of time, which means a little bit of waiting to do. Last but not the least, which is in the nighttime, I could write instead of reading a book, or I could do both. Again, in this heavy, intense life, the nighttime is the best thing I've got to just get things out of my system by reading a book and talking to my wife. What's the point of adding extra activities on top of it, where this is one of the most important thing of your marriage life and life in general? So this is where the whole idea of my, you know, not investing money on tools, because think about it, in the end of the day, if I step back a little bit, it's not the not having a proper audio recording tool or proper transcribing software or high-end computer or a e-ink notebook is bothering me. Which is bothering me, and I think the main problem is that I think I'm so hung up with the idea of not having the right tool. Instead, I could just do 5 minutes of writing every day and that would be sufficient to just get started. And they don't cost money. As a matter of fact, I have a telephone, smartphone, for example. I have 2 laptops and I'm currently using an audio recorder where I could record 5 minutes per day. And that would be sufficient already. And if I don't have any of this, my smartphone could do almost all of it. And my laptop. Everybody has a smartphone these days. If not a laptop, I'm sure that everybody has one. So in the end of the day, I think that having the best tool will never help anyone. You just have to do the compound work. And this is a message to myself, is that I could do something similar to the writer, the famous biography writer. I forgot his name. I think he's the writer who wrote the biography of Steve Jobs. Apparently, he had this habit of writing for 5 minutes or 10 minutes in between a party. Like he's hanging out with his friend in a hotel, and he would just walk into his hotel room and then just type few pages and then get out and get back to having fun with his friend as if he did nothing earlier. Now, that's a fantastic way to constantly writing and finishing 800-page biography and be very famous about it. And you can use the same principle for everything. Everything that you need. You can do 5 minutes of meditation. You can do 5 minutes of workout. You can do 5 minutes of writing. You could do 5 minutes of anything regularly. Idea is to do regularly. And that's that. That's that, really. So message to self. Do not hang up on not having the right tool. It means nothing. You just have to do it anyway with whatever you have available. And then you upgrade yourself eventually. But you have to have the habit of doing it first. Don't hang up on the tools. You idiot.